Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
I'm Tom Wilmer. Please join me for a conversation with Christopher P. Baker, the author of The Moon Cuba Guidebook, a handbook to everything that you need to know or want to know about experiencing Cuba. In addition to that, Christopher has been traveling to Cuba for more than 20 years, including more than 50 trips as an expedition leader for National Geographic Expeditions. Amazing, Chris. Hi.
Hi, Tom. It's great to be back with you.
We were talking earlier about a song, Guantanamera, and how it is more than just a song in your life. It has become woven into the fabric of who you are in relationship to Cuba.
Everybody knows Guantanamera, those famous lines, Guajira Guantanamera, which literally means country girl from Guantanamo. I love that song. You can't be in Cuba more than 5 minutes without hearing it, and you certainly can't go to a restaurant or a bar without it being played. But it does have a particular resonance for me, not just because it's such a beautiful song and so iconic of Cuba, but because 2 years ago on one of the National Geographic Expedition programs that I led, there was an event there that was just carried so much profound meaning. One of the things that we do as part of the visits there under a people-to-people license is we visit with what's called a Committee for the Defense of the Revolution. This is an entity that was set up on the run-up to the Bay of Pigs 50 years ago, for vigilance against potential counter-revolutionaries. And since then, every community, every street, in fact, in Cuba has a Committee for the Defense of the Revolution. And they have obviously transformed themselves, and they operate like neighborhood watchers and also neighborhood community development societies. And so we take groups there to just engage in an evening, essentially a street party. We never go to the same one twice so that it's always fresh. And then 2 years ago, on one of these visits, there was a young girl, who community member, who read to us a poem by Jose Martí. And Jose Martí is the national hero of Cuba, martyred himself in 1895. And he wrote the four simple verses that they're called that are actually a part of the song of Guantanamera. And when this young girl read this poem, I actually ended up crying during that first reading. And I decided that it would be appropriate for every visit there to have a child read this poem, because it is so poignant, given the relationship that's existed between Cuba and the USA for so many years, the US embargo, the antagonism between them. So let me read you in English what the poem is. It's called The White Rose by Jose Martí. I cultivate a white rose in July as in January, for the sincere friend who gives me his hope and hand, and for the cruel who tears out the heart by which I live, neither thorn nor thistle do I grow. I cultivate a white rose. So when this was read out to us at the beginning of this street party, it was a very poignant moment, and I realized there's tremendous magnanimity in this reading to us, given the relationship that's existed between our two countries. And so it was a welcome from Cubans who are loyal to the revolution, as many Cubans actually are, communists, welcoming Americans to their home. Ever since then, I have asked that homeowners open their doors for our visits and this poem be read. But anyway, it is one of the verses in Guantanamera.
Chris, tell us about your time on the ground in Cuba and how that song permeates daily life wherever you go.
The song itself, Guantanamera, it's, as I mentioned, you can't be 5 minutes in Cuba without hearing it. And you are certainly going to hear it five times in any day when you're there in Cuba. So it's not just iconic, it is literally part of the audible landscape, if you will. And for me, I don't feel whole if a day doesn't go by without hearing this beautiful song. Because it's not just a nice rhythm, etc., and iconic of Cuba, but when you actually study those verses that were adopted Interestingly enough, the Pete Seeger song that he recorded in the late 60s made it famous. Guantanamera was very much unknown until then, even though the song itself was written in 1928 and then the verses were added in the early 60s. But those verses from the poems of José Martí, the national hero, they carry a lot of meaning to Cubans. And so this is not just a beautiful song, but for Cubans and for visitors alike, it is the iconic song of Cuba, and it is one that carries a tremendous amount of soul and meaning within it.
One thing that I remember you talking about on another date was that there are different versions, different nuances to that song. It isn't all just one way.
That's absolutely right. You can listen to Guantanamera in 1,000 different versions. And so every singer, every ensemble brings new meaning to it, their own inflections. And indeed, there are different verses to it. And so it never grows stale on you. And for me, actually, the greatest pleasure of all is when I actually visit the city of Guantanamo, which is in eastern Cuba. It's a colonial city dating back 400 plus years. And to hear Guajira Guantanamera, sung in Guantanamo, really is very affecting to any visitor.
Christopher P. Baker, thank you so much for sharing. What an illuminating conversation. Thanks.
Tom, it's always a pleasure, and nothing pleases me more than talking about Cuba. You know that.
The music was performed by Perla Batalla from her album, Discoteca Batalla. Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. I'm just a girl who is trying to do some good before dying. I'm just a girl who is trying.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,